Good evening to you. Rachel Smalley in for Larry Williams this evening. Well, a Wellington philanthropist is stumping up $50 million to build a new children's hospital in the capital. Property developer and benefactor Mark Dynachik, he'll pay for and build the hospital, then essentially just hand over the keys to the DHB. And with the current hospital being almost 30 years old, well, it's time. It's well-timed, pretty much. What drives people, though, to such extraordinary acts of philanthropy, and what's in it for them? The Chief Executive of Philanthropy New Zealand is Tony Payne. He's with me this evening. Good evening to you, Tony.
Good evening, Rachel.
This is quite the gift, isn't it? Fabulous for Wellington and the regions around it.
It really is a superb act of generosity, and not just for Wellington, but really for the whole country.
In the NBR Rich List this year, I remember reading that it was noted that there'd been a strong swing towards acts of philanthropy and charitable gifting. Has there been something of a recent shift?
I don't know about a recent shift, but we're certainly seeing, and if you think globally of the likes of the Gates and the Buffetts and so forth, we're certainly seeing a greater prominence of that kind of giving. The last figures that we have suggest that in the end of the 2015 tax year, Kiwis were donating, either as individuals or through philanthropic trusts and the like, about $2.7 billion per year. So that's a pretty healthy sum when you think about it. And that's everything from the small amounts of money that people donate to the charities of choice. Like the one we're talking about today.
Right. Who have and who are some of our great philanthropists?
Look, I want to take you back to 1887, when Tufari Toa donated Ruapehu, Ngarahoe and Tongariro to the people of New Zealand, and suggest that we've had a long history of quite profound generosity in this country. In the modern era, I think we know the high-profile examples of particularly, I guess, people who've done well in the business sphere, the Tyndalls, the Morgans, the people like that who have set up foundations and who are giving very generously to New Zealand. One of the troubles with this issue, of course, is that a lot of philanthropy likes to go under the radar, so we get anonymous donations and we're not sure who they're from. But certainly we are seeing donations, big and small, being a real hallmark of New Zealanders in the way we approach how we want to run our society.
I remember with the Forgotten Millions World Vision's Syrian refugee fundraising, I remember a check came in for $100,000 on the basis that the couple who gave that money to the cause remained anonymous. So there are a lot of people who do gift but insist on staying below the radar. Are you born a philanthropist, do you think, or do you become one?
Look, I think I would like to think it's deeply ingrained in human nature. It's clearly,
it's not, is it?
Well, look, I think it is. I think it's.
When you look at some people who've got an enormous amount of money and choose not to do something with it, versus those who do. You know, clearly some people are driven to gift and make life better for others, and clearly some people, how much wealth is enough?
I suppose for me, philanthropy and generosity is something that anyone can do. That's the first thing to say. And it does, in a sense, the number of zeros on the cheque is in one sense, not relevant to the actual act itself. But it may be that, for someone to give $50, it might be as hard as it is for someone else to give $500,000. But certainly in New Zealand, we are ranked as a very generous country. And certainly the charities that I'm familiar with, you mentioned World Vision, Red Cross, another example. Every time there is a disaster, people give very generously.
They do.
New Zealand has contributed $130 million to help out in Christchurch after the earthquakes down there.
Yeah.
You think about that in terms of the size of our population. I think most of us are philanthropically inclined. The challenge is, of course, if you're giving away large sums of money, to make sure you're doing that in a way that makes a real difference.
Yes, and that's the key, isn't it? Because what's in it ultimately for a philanthropist? You look at, say, what Owen Glenn has done with the universities. You look at what we're going to achieve now with this Wellington Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. I guess some want to leave a legacy.
I think that's part of it. And perhaps your question is better aimed at a psychologist than at myself. But I think clearly this is a genuine desire for people to make the world a better place, and goodness me, we need as much of that as we can get at the moment. If you look at the problems we face as a globe and as a nation, of course people get a lot of return from that. They get a lot of feel
out
of that.
Oh, your phone's just cut out, I think, there, Tony. But thank you for your input there. He is head of Philanthropy New Zealand, the chief executive there off the back of that extraordinary gift, $50 million for a children's hospital, gifted by property developer and benefactor Mark Dynacek. He will build and construct it. He'll do it all himself with his own team, and then he'll hand the keys to the Wellington DHB. It's 6:12. I think actually I knocked my...